Of course, Kansas Cityans are proud of their barbecue, their Chiefs, and their national champion Sporting KC Soccer. And here at the beer station between Brookside and Waldo, it's clear any list of Kansas City icons would have to include Boulevard Brewing. Bob Ellis is standing in line for a tank 7.
I think Boulevard is one with Kansas City.
It's our thing, you know? Like La Cosa Nostra, you know? It's our thing.
Like thousands of 20-somethings here, Char O'Hara grew up with Boulevard, and she's a little leery about this Belgian company taking over.
These people came from the outside and took something that's native to us, and it's kind of a bummer. It makes the future uncertain.
You know, a lot of people at first, I think, were shocked over the news, and I knew that would kind of happen.
John McDonald started this business 24 years ago. He had traveled and tasted lots of European beers. And the relatively thin American stuff just kind of left him flat.
A few of us said, hey, I think I could do better. And we started these little breweries all over the country. We all came from different walks of life. Almost none of us came from the beer industry.
They just loved beer. And McDonald says they went about making it with a sense of adventure.
And we didn't have a lot of rules about the types of beers we made. So we stole ideas and invented things from every brewing culture in the world. We mishmashed them all together. And it's really, we're all pushing ourselves to keep on the cutting edge of that.
They have to. That's what American beer lovers have come to expect. Craft beer sales have been growing by almost 10% a year. And Donna Hood Kirka, who watches the beer industry for Technomics, says some 2,600 breweries have sprung up to meet that demand.
American brewing has just exploded over the past few years. There are so many craft beers coming out, very difficult to keep track of. So it kind of is the Wild West right now.
We're talking about beers with crazy ingredients, spices, coffee, bacon, aggressive combinations of the traditional stuff, especially hops, and innovative production techniques. The Brewers Association counts more than 140 distinct styles of American beer and says craft beer exports jumped more than 70% last year. Kirka says American craft beer is hot and American brewers have turned the tables on Europe.
It tells you how much it's changing, that you've got a Belgian brewer coming in and snatching up an American craft beer with an intention of taking it global.
The company buying Boulevard is Duvel Mortgat, a collection of smaller European breweries and one in upstate New York. Simon Thorpe, who runs Duvel's American arm, says in addition to quality and approach, lots of American brewers have also developed a strong and valuable sense of place.
Part of the reason that American craft beers are interesting to people in Europe, or even a craft beer made in Kansas City is attractive to someone in California, is because of where it comes from.
So brewers like vintners and artisan cheesemakers and so on are now selling a story as well as a product. The giant beer companies are onto this trend and have bought into the craft beer industry, most recently in Chicago.
Goose Island, they were kind of the craft brewer in Chicago.
Andrew Gill, who hosts the Strange Brews podcast on WBEZ, says some Windy City hearts were broken when the world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev from Belgium, bought Goose Island. But Gil says Goose Island still makes great beer, and he says Duvel buying Boulevard is a lot more like a marriage of craft brewers. AB InBev makes something like 500 times more beer than Duvel and works under a very different business model.
It's not as cataclysmic as having the Clydesdales stomping all over your local craft brewery, you know.
And with time, a lot of Boulevard's best customers have come around to accepting Duvel's purchase of their brewery. In the tasting room at Boulevard Brewery, Kansas City native Sam Anderson says he couldn't believe it at first.
Surprised, yeah, a little shocked. But, you know, after I heard more about the details and the company that bought them and everything like that, it seemed like, well, okay, you know. But, yeah, I still hate it to lose it as just a pure Kansas City product, but it's okay.
The newer customers are more excited. Charlie Boehm is here visiting from his home in Washington, D.C., where Boulevard beer is still pretty scarce.
I think it deserves the exposure. You know, I've come to KC before a couple times and was really impressed by the beer and kind of a regional legend, and you know, I hope that they'll make a push to our neck of the woods. We'd love to have it.
This is just the kind of reaction Duvall is banking on as it begins to distribute Kansas City's hometown beer, first nationwide, then to Europe and beyond. Frank Morris, KCUR News.